Station 5. I thirst. John 19:28. It is often uncomfortable to picture Jesus' humanness, to hear Jesus be in need, to express desire for such a basic necessity as relief from his thirst. We like to think of Jesus as in complete control of the natural world, turning water to wine, healing the blind, effervescently laughing over a meal with his disciples. However, it is his humanity that is on full display on Good Friday. Likely, the last liquid Jesus drank would have been the cup of wine used during Passover the night before. Earlier, during the crucifixion, Jesus is offered wine mixed with myrrh or gall. Many believe this wine mixture was meant to alleviate his pain or even hasten his death. Jesus refuses it. He faced his suffering and the sin of the world with eyes wide open and fully awake, acutely aware of his own thirst. As you contemplate Jesus' humanity today, I ask you, what are you thirsty for? Is there a deep longing you need satisfied? Perhaps it's physical healing, or financial stability, or a relational wound you need mended. Perhaps there's an intangible, underlying dissatisfaction you've been experiencing in life. Are you thirsty for justice and righteousness to flow like rivers? Thirsty for the very presence of God? If you are thirsty, there is good news for you today. Jesus himself said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me." John 7, 37-38. Oh, the spiritual complexity. The man who once described himself as the source of living water now hangs on the cross, suffering from thirst. Good thing his thirst was only temporary, and so is ours. He is the source of living water that will quench our thirsty souls. Pray. Jesus, I am thirsty. I am desperate for you to show up in my life. I'm feeling dissatisfied, apathetic, and in need of your living water. I don't always feel like I'm living out the full life you've promised me. I need you to fill me. I want to be brimming over and spilling out your love and hope onto others, but I can't do it on my own. I need you. I want to feel joy and satisfaction from the depths of my soul. But right now, I only see my thirst, Lord. I'm going to spend some time presenting my needs to you, asking that you would show up and satisfy them as only you are able. Amen. Interact further. Spend a few minutes in prayer, telling God about your thirst. Where do you need him to show up in your life? Where are you desperate for hope and healing? Write a word or two representing this need on your strip of fabric and bring it with you to the next station.